Today we had Romy Homie with us. If you'd like to learn more about his experiences at Westdale, then you click the right one.
What made you choose Westdale?
Well, at the time I was teaching at Blue River, and so that was a 45-minute drive from our house, and we saw that Westdale had an opening, which was 5 minutes away from home. So that was a major choice. Plus, the kids were kind of the same kids over at Blue River. It's a bunch of farm kids that are on the edge of a bigger city, and then we have Muncie and Gaston, some farm kids that go here also, and so it was kind of a similar move.
How was your first year at Westdale compared to now?
My first year at Westdale was like my first year teaching again, and at that point I had been teaching like, I don't know, 7 years or something. But yeah, it was kind of rough. It always is. First years are always difficult, so it was a lot different than what you kind of expect. You have to learn new systems. You have to use a brand new textbook. You have to incorporate different things. It's a different experience. So it was rough. I feel bad for those kids in my first group.
How many years have you been teaching at Westdale?
I believe I have been here for 13 years.
What's your favorite part of teaching?
Well, I enjoy this moment when kids get like the aha moment where their eyes kind of light up and they realize something that you've been trying to hammer into their brains for the last like 6 months, and then it just suddenly clicks, because that's just how it works sometimes, where you guys are like resistant to learning, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, I get this. And I love that moment.
When did you know that you wanted to be a teacher?
I grew up in a home that basically we were a super Christian family. So church every week, giving time for missions and things of that nature. And so service learning and service was always like a part of my makeup. So I know I seem rather gruff at times, but I kind of love helping kids out.
Do you think Westdale has changed over the years since you first came?
Yeah, it has. I hate to say it, but I think the quality of the students have dropped a bit. And there is a lot of blame to go around. That I think the pandemic made a huge impact on students. The fact that you were stuck at home for, you know, all that time and getting lessons, and I'm using air quotes when I say that, that you were supposed to be completing, but probably could be completed without doing the work. I think that has lessened the overall quality of students. Plus the invention of cell phones, that definitely has become a huge issue. The fact that you guys now believe that all information does not have to be learned, it can just be looked up. Which, you know, it's true. You can look up most things, but it takes time. And then if you're looking everything up, I don't know how you can apply that knowledge.
What subject are you licensed to teach?
I am licensed to teach English Language Arts. And right now that is the extent of it. I have certifications in technology, and I am in the middle of learning how to pilot a drone so that I can get my FCC license to fly a drone for our school and for other projects. I am also working on certifications for some of my media classes and other things. So it's always, always a ton of work.
Why did you want to start a esports team?
Well, I saw a need for it. Our superintendent was basically the guy that came up with the idea. So Mr. Mealy had seen other schools that had programs. And so we went and we took a look at some of those schools, and I was really excited by the idea. I love technology. I played games my entire life. I am a great administrator for our esports team. I basically handle all of the matchmaking and all of the craziness that goes on behind the scenes. I work on machines when they're not working the way that they should be. I try to help our students through some of the issues that crop up every time that we play. And so I'm really good about that. Esports is one of those kind of sports that it's bizarre. We have like the craziest mix of students. I have kids that are in band. I have kids that are in basketball, football,
baseball,
all of these other sports, which is great for me because it, you know, saves me a lot of time on having to put them through physical portions, which most schools that are in esports will have their kids in physical programs as well to kind of train.
What is esports about?
Esports is a competition. It basically allows students to get together and basically engage in communication. They are constantly communicating on crazy levels. So that's really the primary purpose behind it. They get together, they play some games, they have a ton of fun together, and they're just really good at it. My current Valorant team is quite amazing. I'm going to have a hard time next year once I have my three seniors graduating. I may decimate my team for the next couple of years.
Has Westdale been the only school that you've worked at?
No, I taught at Blue River prior to teaching here. And my first teaching gig was at Blackford High School for a summer.
If you had to coach any other sport than the sport that you coach now, what sport would it be?
Kids soccer?
Ew.
I'm kidding. I did actually assist with level one soccer, which is the only thing I've actually help coach, but in terms of sports, I'd probably be decent at coaching track for like runners and football. So I played both in high school.
What's your least favorite thing about working here?
My least favorite thing about working here: meetings, and meetings. We tend to have so many meetings all the time.
Like, do parent-teacher conferences not bother you, or is it
no,
like...
No, I don't mind them. It's fine. I actually enjoyed the previous version of parent-teacher conferences when we actually met up in the gym and parents came over and they would come and talk. I don't like having to try to hunt all of the parents down by phone and try to arrange things around the esports schedule and the other schedules that I'm basically out here often from, you know, 7 a.m. to like 9 sometimes. And so my schedule is like wacky, and trying to hunt parents down to have a conversation about their kids' grades while that's going on is horrible. The fact that it is a day that they set aside and we get out of here like a half day. I think you guys get a half day off sometimes for that. And then parents come in. I like that so much better. It's so much easier for me because then I don't have to do all of the extra organizing on top of all the organizing I'm already in charge of.
Do parent-teacher conferences mess up your routine? Do you even have a routine?
Usually my morning routine is almost like clockwork.
What is one thing students will be surprised to learn about you?
I've played in all kinds of rock bands. Did we not talk about this?
No, we did not.
Oh, yeah, that would be kind of a shock. You know how there's a keyboard and a guitar sitting on my desk in my classroom? It's a Series 10. It's like a ripoff of a Gibson Les Paul. I had them on loan to the previous band director. I'll probably loan them out to the Mr. Is it Peha? I will probably loan them out to him once I get to know him a little better.
Do you still play both?
Oh, yeah. I am mediocre at playing guitar. I always have been. I'm not great. I can play some rhythm guitar as kind of a backing. But in terms of piano, I'm pretty good.
Do you play bass?
No.
No? Okay. What was your favorite sport in high school?
I played football, and it was a lot of fun. So I played 4 years of football. I was pretty good. This was back in the 90s when Blackford was actually pretty decent and big. So I think we had like 400-some people in my class. And the team used to have like 60 or 70 people that would be on the team. Yeah, we were big back then. So I was pretty good.
Where did you go to school?
Blackford.
What was your favorite subject in school?
To be honest, I love science. I enjoyed it a lot. I just was not great at the math, which was a huge problem.
How do you spend your summer breaks?
My summer breaks are basically spent as a chauffeur for my kid to go to all kinds of summer camps. And then I also try to get any kind of thing that I need to be completed with for school the next year done by the end of the summer. So we will usually try to carve out like a week where we'll go on vacation and do something fun. Great Wolf Lodge, or we went to the Wisconsin Dells a couple years ago or last year, and that was a lot of fun. But there's a lot of work stuff that has to happen over summer to get everything ready so that I can actually keep up when school starts.
Okay, now we're going to do a 45-second rapid fire.
What's your favorite movie?
I don't even know. I don't get to watch much films anymore, so I'm not sure.
How long do you think you can survive a zombie apocalypse?
About a week.
How many pets do you have?
4.
What's your favorite color?
Purple.
If you could have any car in the world, what would it be?
Ford Mustang.
If you could be any age forever, what would it be?
35? 30?
What's a food you refuse to eat?
Anything with mushrooms.
If you could ride any zoo animal, what would it be?
You say ride a zoo animal? Yes. Zebra.
What's your favorite season?
Winter.
If you could live anywhere, where would it be?
Where there aren't very many other people.
Time's up. Thank you, Mr. Roman.
20 Questions is a production of Westdale Warrior Cast, recorded in the Podcast Center located in room C10 of Westdale Middle High School, nestled in the rural surroundings of Gaston, Indiana. You can listen to all podcasts produced by Westdale Warrior Cast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you find your podcasts. If you'd like to contact us, please email us at westdalewarriorcast@gmail.com. You can also find Westdale Warrior Cast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Thanks for listening.